Hey, good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mike.
And good morning, Sioux Falls. Hope everybody's going to have a great Mother's Day weekend. We start off with a very odd pop quiz question. According to Doyle Dane Burback, J. Walter Thompson, BBD&O, and some of the biggest advertising agencies in the world, what is the most valuable brand in the world? Budweiser, Marlboro, or Coca-Cola? Answer in just a minute. Hot scoop. Insiders at Billboard Magazine are buzzing that Michael Jackson will appear on the May 18th Billboard TV Music Awards show. That Michael will be dancing. He'll be singing. It'll be a hologram. Scoop is, it'll be a showstopper. This is a very highly kept secret, but it sort of snuck out. TV Review on Sunday night at the beginning of a four-hour miniseries on NBC, the Roman Polanski classic remake of Rosemary's Baby. Unfortunately, there's nothing really classic about this corny and sort of disjointed remake. The cast is strong with Hot Pocket, Zoe Saldana from Avatar, but the whole show just don't pack the gear. 1.5 stars. Couple of TV notes, the Kardashians plan to shoot their horrendous reality show this summer in the Hamptons, but the locals are blocking every request for shooting permits. Even a petition is out there demanding they not be allowed to shoot at all in city limits. Fox wanted to cancel American Idol, but the network just doesn't have enough programming to cover what would be all the empty time. It'll be back, but most likely it'll be the last season. Odds and ends. At the Hollywood fundraiser Wednesday night, President Obama spent most of his free time talking with Judge Judy and Liam Neeson. Did you know that Justin Timberlake and Michael Jackson were the best of friends, talked almost daily by phone discussing their music career decisions?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. No. Disney profits are up a whopping 27% just on the success of the movie Frozen and its box office and its music and its merchandising. That is amazing. I guess that was the more conservative Lindsay Lohan in England working out on a stripper pole at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of a bunch of strangers on Tuesday night. And how would you like to be an NFL cheerleader? Well, the New York Jets cheerleaders are suing the New York Jets because they say that when everything is said and done and all of their assignments and all their personal appearances are considered, they make $3.77 an hour. Mm-hmm. That's worse than radio. And the pop quiz question, what is the most valuable brand in the world, Budweiser, Marlboro, or Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Coke.
Number 3, Budweiser. Number 2, Coca-Cola. Number 1, Marlboro.
Wow.
Wow. I was the same thing I said. I was shocked. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we will do it again on Monday from the land of the fruits, the nuts, and the flakes. See ya.